Welcome to The Connection, a weekly radio program where we share our experiences and expertise with stories of caring, courage, and change right here in Connecticut. Listen to learn about needed resources to improve your well-being and transform your life. Now, here are the hosts of The Connection, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore and Ann Baldwin.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of The Connection right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. I'm Ann Baldwin, one of your hosts.
And I'm Lisa DeMattis-Lepore, your second host.
Second host. So did you have a Merry Christmas?
It was. It was very merry. Lots of Italian cookies, a lot of family, a lot of friends, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah,
it's all good.
It's great. My granddaughter lived with me the first year after she was born, so she was 1 month old for her first Christmas, but now she's eight.
Aww.
And so she and my daughter and my daughter's fiance came out from Texas, and just wonderful. To me, it's really about the kids.
It really is.
The joy, and it's, you know, it's about religion for us too, and we go to church, and you know, my dad's getting up there in age, mm-hmm. so he's 85, and so to have generations together during the holidays, I really, really tried hard to put the stress aside.
You have to.
Right?
It's really all about family and not really the gift giving, but it's about who's around the table and building memories and hearing stories about you, reminisce about funny things in the past and the moment. It's all good stuff.
It is. So I hope everybody out there had a very happy holidays. They're not always happy for everybody. Let's face it. I mean, even if you've got family and you've got, you know, you're so grateful for what you do have, it still can be very difficult. Everybody's got something where it can just be kind of a sad time too.
Exactly. I think of a lot of people, I know I do, reflect upon what has transpired the past year. Oh, what happened? Either anniversaries of certain things or what did or didn't happen or what you thought would happen during the year. And I think that's, you know, and who you're missing too on holiday if they're not, certain person isn't there. So I think it's tough for people. It is. I think there's so much stress and hype about all of it.
Oh my God. It's one of those things too where we didn't have as many shopping days this year.
Oh,
so everything was condensed.
It was condensed. It seemed like, wow, how did that happen? Because Thanksgiving was so late this year. It was so late this year. So it was this when my son was born in 2002, Thanksgiving was just like it was this year, right? Because I went into labor right after Thanksgiving and he was born on November 30th, right? So it brought back, it was 17 years ago when I had that little guy. Now he's, we're getting, by the way,
what?
We're hearing from colleges, so I'm excited.
How many letters has he gotten?
3 for 3.
Really?
Yeah, so far.
Wow.
So we'll be hearing more. So I'm not going to share what they are right now. So
okay.
We'll say, but he's
all right.
But it's all exciting.
Oh, that's so great.
How did that happen?
I know.
How did that happen?
I remember opening my college letters and crying because some of them didn't want me. But I knew little Nico, well, big Nico, rather. I'm sure he's going to, everybody would want a kid like that. Who wouldn't, right? Such a nice kid and smart and talented and athletic and loves his mother.
He loves his mother.
He does. What more could you ask for?
Handsome.
Oh, my goodness. So I got to tell you, I didn't bring Teddy. Teddy is my mine and Bill's.
And my dog.
And your dog. He's a little Shih Tzu. So we took him in too late for grooming, so he had all these knots, so they pretty much had to shave him.
Oh, they did?
Oh, my God, they're ugly when they don't have hair.
Oh, they look like little mice.
Yeah, something. But they kept his head
He's
normal.
He's so cute.
So they kept Teddy's head normal and his tail normal, so what I went and did is bought him a hooded sweatshirt. And I'm leaving him in a sweatshirt because...
That's so funny.
Because of the pictures
and
everything.
He's so cute,
but
though.
The little Shih Tzu, guess what he figured out how to do? How to take his own sweatshirt off.
Come on.
He's got it on at night, and in the morning, it's gone. It's off. Isn't that hilarious?
He's such a little
Shih Tzu.
He's a little Shih Tzu.
So now here we go. It's going to be a new year, 2020.
I know.
Can you imagine? I'm one of those people that... I've heard hear from so many people that, oh, I hope this year's better than last year. I want to start the new year over. And you know where I'm at, and maybe it's part of my recovery, is I don't look forward to starting New Year's over. Sometimes I'll start days over.
Yep.
I may be having the crappiest day. And at 1 o'clock, I'll say, okay, I'm starting this day over right now. And that works for me.
Yeah, I think that's really positive. That's a good outlook.
Like, I got to tell you, you know, the past month, getting rear-ended in my...
Oh, that's right.
In my Volkswagen.
I forgot to ask you, is it getting fixed?
Yeah, it's I don't know. They might have to total it, depending if she...
Are you serious?
Yeah. Love Buggy might be no more. Let's not talk about that, though. I'm hoping they can fix it. And I'm hoping I get a new vanity plate, because that's what I was most upset about. But also, too, and then really, I mean, my neck and back, I had to go to the chiropractor. And so, anyway, it's a work in progress. But, you know, it could have been worse. Put things in perspective. So my vanity plate got all scratched up and dented. Oh, really, Ann? Is that what you're worried about? Yeah. Is that what you're upset about? Yeah. That's why I wanted to punch the girl in the head. But I didn't.
We have programs for that.
I know you do. And speaking of programs, that's the other thing. Do you see at the connection, because you've got, you know, everything from foster care to, you know, housing assistance to folks who are coming out of incarceration. What are the holidays like, you know, at your agency? And do you find an increase in stress, depression, and all that stuff?
Oh, absolutely. We see clients during, you know, this time that need extra support and care. And again, a lot of that has to do with reflecting, you know, where they were, where they are. You have some clients that'll be visiting family, or family are coming to visit them. And then you have those that don't have family because they've either family has don't want anything to do with them anymore. They've burned bridges, or they just don't have positive people, and it's really difficult for them. And that's why we will extend hours and keep our services running purposely. And the staff are very cognizant of that this is a really tough time. And, you know, I'm also seeing a lot of things happening just with my staff and colleagues, too. Family, you know, family tragedies and illnesses and things like that. And I don't know, it just always seems, I think, things always seem harder during the holiday because it's just a stressful time. But we are getting back to your question. My staff, you know, are very cognizant of it. Our censuses are up. We have long waiting lists, and we're trying to do the best that we can.
And accommodate those that you can. Right.
Exactly.
You know, I know this time, too, is also a difficult time, you know, for someone like me who's in recovery, because there's a lot of booze flowing. There's a lot of
holiday parties.
Right. There's, you know, it's just... that can also be a trigger for a lot
absolutely.
Of folks. I mean, I'm fortunate that I'm one of those people that... I can be around, I can go to parties where people are drinking. I just have a plan if I need to get out of there, and my plan is works for me, so I don't pick up a drink again. But it's hard.
It is hard.
And the big one's coming. That's, you know, New Year's. And that's all about alcohol, right?
That's right.
Ringing in the new year and having a glass of champagne in your hand. I mean, there are parts of that I miss, but I also know that that's not an option.
Have you ever attended, Ann, any of the 12-step programming that they do for New Year's?
No, I haven't attended that. I have attended some picnics and some non-alcohol events. You know, and that's fine, but for me, I can attend regular events and be fine, too, if I have a plan and I have people with me. And
that's great.
Pretty much everybody knows that I don't drink because I can't. So I don't get that peer pressure like, let me buy you a drink, or what are you drinking, or what you got in your hand there. I've been in those situations, too, and I just say, I don't drink. And the way I say it and the eye contact that I have, I think people pretty much get the message.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what you don't want to do. You don't want to set yourself back, and you don't want to relapse, because I know it happens.
Yeah, and we also at The Connection encourage our clients and talk openly with them about how will you handle yourself at this specific event if you have a pass to go home, and do you need permission to not go? You can say no, you know, because we have seen, you know, folks will either say something or do something and intentionally break a rule so their pass will be pulled because it's safer for them. But we start talking about that in beginning of November, gearing up for all the holidays, because Thanksgiving is another trigger. And we say, you can say no.
Yes.
If you don't feel safe in that environment, you don't have to go, and that's okay. So giving them permission to take care of themselves and not feel this pressure that they have to go and be surrounded by alcohol, or if someone might be using there.
Right. And you know, the other thing I did over the holidays, as a matter of fact, is I had quite a few people over for dinner, and they stayed around. They had dessert and they had some cocktails. And I mean, this thing started at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday. Okay. And then by 8, 9 o'clock, people are starting to get stupid. Some people were starting to get stupid. There's one woman, her kids just kept opening my refrigerator and getting food back out. And so finally at 10 o'clock, there were like 5 stragglers that were just annoying the hell out of me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, we're done. Party's over. Time to go.
Yeah.
You know,
set limits.
I set limits. I put up with this stuff because I find sometimes the longer it goes, you know, people just get stupid sometimes.
True.
So it was time, very nicely, kind of, it's time for everyone to go now. So can I share with our listeners a little secret?
Yeah.
So one of the gifts that I got Lisa for Christmas was this really cozy house coat. What do you call it?
Bathrobe
house coat.
Fuzzy
bathrobe with coffee mugs all over it. And she leaves it here.
Right.
And she puts it on when we're in the studio.
I'm wearing it right now.
She's wearing it right now. But she does have clothes on under it. I just want you to know that. Yeah. I wouldn't want anybody to have that visual. I want them to know you are fully clothed in your heels as usual and in your bathrobe.
I love this robe.
Oh, my God.
It's
so
cute.
Cozy.
It has coffee because, you know, I'm a coffee freak.
I know. That's all you talk about is your coffee. Your coffee and your heels.
Coffee, heels, and shih tzus.
Shih tzus, that's
pretty
right.
Pretty easy to figure out.
Whatever it takes. And you also had, we both got to go into the WTIC studios. We got to go on with Ray Dunaway and Jody Ambrosio to talk about this show and a lot
that's
of people.
Right.
I've heard from a lot of people.
So that's what I forgot to tell you.
What?
I was getting emails and phone calls. Oh, never listened to the show. People, colleagues, now I'm going to listen to the show with you and Ann. You guys were fantastic. This is amazing. I didn't know. And now Alexa, I by the way, now I have Alexa. I requested that. My thing was, what do you want for Christmas? I said, get me Alexa. So now I can say to Alexa, Alexa, play WTIC News Talk 1080 on Sunday morning.
How cool is
See?
That? Yeah. So you got Alexa.
I did.
All right. You're kind of behind, you know, in the times that you don't have Alexa already.
I know, I'm behind the
time. That's okay.
But
so
it was great.
Cool.
But it was great to be on their show.
Yeah, it was fun, and they were so welcoming. And Jody and Ray do a great job in the morning, and they really rolled out the red carpet. They gave us a half hour.
I know that
a
was
half
one,
hour of their time.
I know that was fantastic.
Nobody gets that.
Wow.
know. But you know, Jody, he likes those Italians, so he let you talk for a half hour.
I know he did.
So it's so cool that we're on at 5:30 in the morning and now again at 9 o'clock. It's really helped our show and it's helped our listenership. And I heard from a dear friend of mine, Jeannie Forbes. Jeannie, if you're listening, hello and almost happy new year to you. Jeannie is one of the nicest people in the whole world. She is just the sweetest, sweetest lady. And if I could be like anybody someday, I'd want to be like Jeannie. She's got the biggest heart and she's just a saint. So anyway, Jeannie listens to the show every week, so I like to shout out to her. Who else do we have? Your mom's friend listens regularly, right?
My mom's friend listens regularly. A couple of my mom's friends.
What are their names?
And family. Joan listens to us all the time.
Uh-huh.
And Mary Lou listens to us all the time. Now I've got all of our friends at Robinson & Cole who do our lobbying efforts and advocacy work, listening to the show. So that's really cool. And I know a lot of our staff listen to the show.
Good. Well, a lot of your staff have been on the show.
They have been on the show.
Because they're so experienced in the areas that we talk about that those have been some of the best guests that we've ever had. I just love talking about how they're working in these programs and, you know, what some of the challenges are. And, you know, you talk about lobbying. Yeah, you got to lobby for what you try to get as a nonprofit up
it's
at the
true.
State capitol.
But you know what I'd like to do, too, is just since you're bringing up my the staff of the Connection, we have about, you know, 430 staff that work there. And there's so many these unsung heroes,
yep.
right? And those are the folks that all work behind the scenes at our main office located in Middletown in the finance department. Ladies, you're amazing. Thank you. And gentlemen, our staff that work in the IT information technology and our MIS department, you're amazing. Our QI department, our development department, our HR department, all of you folks do all of this behind the scenes work that make it possible for our staff to do their job. And it's really phenomenal that they do that. So I'm extremely, extremely grateful. And of course, our HR and communications department, contracts department. So thank you.
I hope you didn't leave anybody out.
I'm thinking, they're all.
If you did, we'll come back to it because, you know, and that is what makes for success.
Oh, and our institute and our training department. So all of these, it's all of those folks, though, that really need to also get all of the credit and kudos because they provide all the support that we need to do our job, and they're phenomenal.
And that's what you need for a successful business. You can't do it all. And, you know, you're only as good as the people around you, right?
You know, it's you know, Amy Lasek, who's our receptionist and who's at the front desk, is the first face that people see. And she's always pleasant. And she always keeps it together. And she's calm. And she, you know, if from the front end to the back end, it is the only way that an agency will ever, and you know that, is the only way that it'll work.
Oh, I've had some good ones and I've had some bad ones, trust me. You know, and it's just, it's part of the image, it's part of your effectiveness, and it's part of the results
that
people expect. And that's what we're all trying to do, is just make this world a better place. And those folks that are suffering from substances or homelessness or just getting out of incarceration, you need these people and you need the tools that the people have to offer in order for you to get back on track. And it benefits all of us.
It does.
I gotta tell you, I was a bit jaded. You know, before I started doing this show with you, Lisa, I had a different opinion about a lot of things.
Really?
I really did. And then I met some of these people and I've seen how, because of the connection services, they have turned their lives around, are now productive members of society.
It's true.
Not feeding off the system,
but
contributing to the world that they live in. And I guess I'd never really been exposed to that. I just thought people were beyond help and I should know better than anybody. That's not the case.
Well, thank you for that. And improving lives. What is most rewarding to me also are the children's lives that we touch, because we are assisting those kids in a better life moving forward and breaking all these cycles and generations of abuse and neglect. And what is better than that? And, you know, there are so many, and this is the reason why I really believe that treatment works, is if I go back to the first community that we had when we opened our Hallie House Women and Children's Program in Middletown, I'm still in contact with many of those women and those children I held in my arms. And those kids now are in their late 20s. And I see pictures of them. They stay in touch. You know, look at this. These kids were given a different chance now. Moms came in, you know, addicted and had trauma and all these issues. And here they are, you know, who went back to school? Who's a professional hairdresser? Who's an attorney? Who's this? Who's that? And it makes me feel very old. But also, all kidding aside, that is so phenomenal to me, especially because when I started the Connection, women's treatment programs were few and far between. They did not exist. There were too many barriers for women coming into treatment, childcare, mostly childcare, transportation. And so when you're providing, and thank you to Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services, thank you to Department of Children and Families, Department of Corrections, Court Support Services Divisions, Department of Housing, all of these are funders that have allowed us to provide these services. We wouldn't be where we are today. And I'm really grateful. I'm really grateful for that.
It is. You know, I'm the oldest of four children. And our upbringing had its challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. But we all decided a long time ago that you can take the bad stuff and you can use that as an excuse to continue to just not be non-productive, not really succeed in life, you know, abuse, you know, substances, all these different things. Or you can use that to build a foundation of what you don't want to be. It can
exactly.
make you stronger. So I really believe in the fact that a lot of the bad stuff can make a person stronger, more successful, more resilient. It's somebody you want to be around because they, you know, nobody has a perfect life. We've all got our stuff, right?
It's true.
So it's what you do with that that really counts. And some folks just need to be led in the right direction.
Absolutely.
Because maybe, you know, we're fortunate, my siblings and I, we have each other. We lead each other. We help each other. We lean on each other. Mm-hmm. But not everybody has that. And that's where professional services really,
nobody's true.
Judging you. Nobody holds your past or anything against you. It's a non-judgment zone.
Exactly.
And that's what it takes for folks to really rehabilitate and to get out of that ditch. And you see it all day long. It's got to be so fulfilling.
It really is. It's really fulfilling to see people coming in and wanting to get help and trying and maybe even fake it till you make it. But, you know, going in and doing that and rebuilding their souls and who they are, and really tragic histories in every walk of life, every socioeconomic class too in Connecticut. I think, you know, a lot of folks think it's only a certain group of people, and I'm going to tell you, it absolutely is not. We see all of it.
All communities, it shocks me. All ages. All, yep, I know. I've seen it too.
And it's it's stunning.
You just said fake it till you make it, and that reminds me of when I started my business 22 years ago. I'll never forget this. So I hit the glass ceiling at Channel 30. It was scary, but I said, I just can't take this anymore. So I hit the glass ceiling, took my severance pay because they were demoting me. So I got a good chunk of change.
Okay.
I don't know, like $6,000 to me. That was a lot. And I said, I'm going to start my own business.
Really?
Yep. And so I did, right in the building that we're sitting in. I was on the third floor here in New Britain. And I'm like, what now? I had my first client, which is the American Cancer Society, which isn't bad.
No, that's
but,
great.
You know, and I had a landline. We didn't have really cell phones back then, and the phone wouldn't ring, and I would just sit there. And when I ran into somebody, but I got up every day, I got dressed, I showed up, I played the part. People go, how's business? I go, it's fantastic. I'm still working on making it better, but it's great. Talk about faking it till you make it.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of the people that were asking really didn't care.
I know.
You know?
I know.
Resentment, whatever it is. So I faked it till I made it. Mm-hmm. And here we are, you know, here I am 23 years later.
That's amazing.
And oh my God, I love it. And the number one question that people ask me, do you ever miss TV news?
Do you?
No. I loved it because I did it back in the day where I got to meet some great people, do some great things. It was fun while it lasted, and it lasted a long time. But do I ever miss it? Hell no. So you think I miss standing out in 4 feet of snow telling people, don't come out unless you have to. Drive carefully. Don't put your fingers in the snow blower because you could get them chopped off. Same stuff over and over again. I still have great friends that are very good at it and I love dearly that are still.
Bet you could write a book, though.
Oh, man, baby. Could I write a book? Yeah, I could. I think it would be fun if we got all different news people, weather people, mm-hmm. sports people, everybody. Could write a book. They really could. We could all write a chapter.
It's got to be very difficult, though.
It is. You know, it's, people think it's glamorous and that you just get up and put on a cute dress and put makeup on and la, 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 la. That is so far from the truth.
It's got to be very stressful.
It's very hard. And you talk about, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. That was our philosophy. We run. We're like ambulance chasers, right? We just run to the disaster.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, but then again, I got to go to Bob Hope's 80th birthday. I met Tom.
That's exciting.
Oh my God, I'll never forget that. He's my favorite, and I had him sign the sheet music to "Thanks for the Memories."
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's great stuff.
So I've got great memories. But I've made a living out of dealing with the media, so it's all working out.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And you're so good at what you do.
Oh, thank you.
I love what I do. I love what I do.
I do too.
I love coming to work every day. It's all good.
It is good stuff.
It's good, and it's going to be a new year, a good new year.
I'm excited about the new year.
I'm excited to write 2020. That's going to be fun to write.
It's going to be funny to write 2020.
So thanks to all of you for sticking with us and listening to us in 2019, and we look forward to having you back 2020.
Yes, we do.
We hope you enjoy each and every moment of this program, The Connection, right here on
WTIC News Talk 1080.